All right, and what in the holy heck darn is going on there?
What's going on is people in Florida are doing things.
That's good.
That's what's going on. That's always good.
Everybody likes when that happens.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
So if you're still hungover from New Year's Eve, you might appreciate this. Florida men, plural.
Were they supervised at least? Somebody was watching them.
Well, somebody was watching them, and that someone was the police.
Also men. This is not good.
Florida men have been arrested for allegedly stealing $500,000 worth of tequila on New Year's Eve.
It's always a huge dollar amount worth of something and never the dollar amount. What is with these fucked up heists these dudes be on?
Nigga. When you need your tequila, you need your fucking tequila, okay? Four men were arrested early Monday morning and accused of stealing more than $500,000 worth of Patron in Tampa, Florida. Deputies say they found Vito Estrada, Lemuel Escobar, Humberto Ramirez, and Alberto Abaya taking cases of Patron tequila from a stolen semi-trailer after a driver found it was missing following a stop for dinner in Tampa.
Stop for dinner?
Yeah, so the truck driver stopped for dinner and these guys jacked his shit while he was inside eating. Took the stolen trailer and transferred 20 cases of tequila to a box truck registered to them before deputies found them.
Registered to them?
Registered to them.
These are some big thinkers.
That's the Florida part, really.
I like these guys.
But also, 20 fucking like, that's, like, excessively greedy. Like, you couldn't just take one case because you would have been gone. You know what I mean? Like, you would have even had to rent a truck. Just one fucking case. One fucking case.
And I understand, like, there was one time we were hanging out with somebody that makes way more money than I ever will. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody kind of brought their own booze and some heads left with their booze because iron nigga money.
Yes.
And but she was like, oh, nah, y'all keep that, baby. She was country. And she left her booze. And one of them was that Patron, and it was a citrusy one. And it was like a fifth of it. It was a lot. Like, yeah. She had only had like one sip of it. And like, I tasted it. And I was like, I'm gonna put this in my room. Like, I hoarded that. I was like, you guys figure out what you want to do with all that, what, Black Rose, whatever that other shit is. I'm gonna hold on to this one.
So you took the Patron, all right.
Yeah, and I could never afford, like, especially at that time. Maybe if I worked a bunch of overtime hours now, I would treat myself to one bottle of that. And I'd do the same. I would go in the basement away from you and be like, this is mine. Not sharing with my spouse. And, yeah, man, and, but I found little bottles of it that were for like $16.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, once like every 3 or 4 months, I'm like, I'm going to get a little bottle of that because that was a tasty fucking drink.
Yeah.
It's a fucking tasty. Like, it's, I mean, you always know when you're drinking alcohol. You can always taste the poison. But goddamn, that shit was like juice. But juice that, well, got you loose.
Grown up juice.
Yeah. Shit, that was that old joint.
Pretty much. Let's see. There were approximately 966 cases of tequila total in the truck with a retail value of $507,000, according to the sheriff's office. All four men were charged with resisting an officer without violence, grand theft, burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. What the fuck is that?
They resisted?
Allegedly.
Nevertheless, they resisted.
They might have persisted in having a drink or two before police showed up, which might have influenced later actions.
I was wondering about that, because, like, is that one where you're just like, nah, there's no way you're taking me in with all the... Okay, so they were hammered a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Whew. So, yeah. The men are held in jail and scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday, which was yesterday.
I think vodka and wine lead to more white-on-white crime stories than any other beverages. And whiskey's a motherfucker, but apparently maybe people that drink whiskey, they're like, they already know what they're getting into. So they're like, all right, I'm staying in, locking the doors.
I don't know. I mean, I you know, because we do cover a lot of stories about vodka, but it seems to me like fucking whiskey or scotch would be...
They should.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Like, I've heard so many stories about Jack Daniels, but they never end up being white-on-white crime stories. Are these white people just not snitching? There are no snitching policy.
Maybe. I don't, maybe. You know, just in my head, based off who I know who drinks Jack Daniels, maybe it's just like rural ass niggas. Like, they can't get into other white on white crime because the next neighbor's like 10 miles away and who the fuck is going to go 10 miles away after a bottle of Jack Daniels?
You know, maybe because of being my childhood and span away, I'm fairly white adjacent. And I have the gentleman Jack. And what do? I sit there and read the newspaper, and then you come by and laugh at me for some reason. Because she thinks it's funny that I read the newspaper.
No, okay. The devil is a liar, first of all. Second of all, what had actually happened...
Yes.
...was you were wearing a fucking... one of these little button-up plaid shirts.
Yeah.
You had on your fucking little Mr. Rogers brown cardigan.
I got it from Goodwill. It was like fucking $6.
You had on your boring-ass brown house shoes.
Those were also on sale at Burlington Coat Factory.
While sitting in the chair with the very dramatic... you had your little Gentleman Jack coaster with the little fucking Gentleman Jack thing in the Gentleman Jack glass.
Yeah.
And the very dramatic with the newspaper, opening it up, flipping to page 3.
That's right. And then when someone walks up, you flip it down and show your eyes and say, "This country is going straight to hell." And you flip it back up.
And that's why you were being laughed at. Not because you were reading a newspaper. Because you were doing some dramatic-ass bullshit. Dramatic-ass bullshit with the newspaper.
You're going to get used to it. When the wine cellar makes enough that I can just work part-time at the factory, you're going to be seeing that a lot, ma'am. All right? Great deal of it. Like, there's 55 Patreon subscribers now, and some folks be hitting up the PayPal.
Thank you.
We're on our way, ma'am. We already done gotted you out.
Yes.
Now ISB needs to get me part-time. I'll keep going to the factory, but I'll go back to my old hours. And that's, you know what? That's why they never put me on weekends, because I was working Monday through Thursday, right. So I couldn't see the Friday schedule to be on weekends. Hmm. So I'll go back to the Monday through Thursday schedule. And the fun thing about that is, even though I already don't work Friday, on Thanksgiving weekend, I still get that paid day off, even though I never work it anyway.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, so, you know. Hey, all right, we're going. Wait, we're tangenting like this is... we can't
a
do
regular
this.
Show.
Yeah. All right, fuckos. White on white crime in the wine cellar.